And that, it had a trap door, you know, and you just push it and the ash would fall down underneath. Then you had to go down under the house and empty that.
I see.
I had something, I don't know. I ran a concrete, anyway, something that was safe, mm-hmm. that the hot ashes would dump down into.
I see. How would you clean out the chimney if it got full of...
I never did have mine clean.
Mm-hmm. Would they burn out?
We burn coal.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm, burn coal.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that rather unusual for this area to have coal, or did most people use wood?
Well, now down home, for a long time, we had open fireplaces. And of course you burn wood then.
Mm-hmm.
But later we had grates put in and burned coal. Mm-hmm. Less trouble.
Mm-hmm. How did you get the, did you have a big pail or something that you could just keep feeding the coal into the grate?
Yeah, had a coal scuttle.
Uh-huh.
And tongs and pokers and a shovel. And there was somebody here not long ago and they were just scouring the earth for one of these old sets, you know. It came in a set. Had a, they would hook on and set down on this platform concern. A shovel and a poker and tongs to pick up the coal.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you would need that for coal, but not for wood, is that
uh-uh,
right?
No, not for wood.
Do you have any recollections of how the wood was dealt with, where you would buy it, and how to get it in the house?
My father had a farm, and he, our wood was cut up there and hauled down.
I see.
He had a farm.
Mm-hmm. And then you would start the fire. Do you have any memories of how heating with open wood fires would go? How would you start the fire, keep it going?
With pine kindling, if you were fortunate enough to have pine, otherwise dry chips.
I see.
Well, you know, then we burned wood, stove wood. And if you'd have the wood cut at the house, at the home, like we did, everybody had a wood lot where the wood was cut. And those splinters from chopping the wood, they'd be nice. Of course, pile it up on a heap of paper to start it off.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, what did most people call those, the iron things that held up the logs?
If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you. Andirons, yeah.
I've read that some places, some people would call them fire dogs or something
well,
like that. Does that
we
sound?
We call them andirons.
That word doesn't sound familiar, so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's interesting for these common terms, how they change around
yeah.
the country. It's. To get back to food for a moment, you mentioned buying flour. What did you use the flour for?
Biscuits. Mother made biscuits every morning for breakfast.
Biscuits rather than bread?
Yes. We didn't... Well, we did have a baker shop. Well, I guess when I was 4 or 5 years old, we had a baker shop here, but Mother made biscuits every morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even known her to make fried pies for Father's breakfast. You know what a fried pie is?
No, I don't.
Well, you take your biscuit dough and roll it out to about this big, and you put cooked apples in one half, and then you turn the other half over that. Take a fork and run around, mash it all down, and then fry it.
Mm.
And Father was very fond of fried pies for breakfast.
Well, that sounds very good.
Yeah, they are good.
Mm-hmm. I had some typical southern dish for lunch at this inn.